News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Indian Council of Medical Research on Tuesday decided to rope in 51 private laboratories to conduct tests for the novel coronavirus, days after it said the country's lab capacity to test for the infectious disease was underutilized. So far, COVID-19 has claimed over 7,000 lives across the globe, including 3 deaths in India. The Apex Health Research Body of India has also installed 2 rapid testing systems known as high-throughput diagnostic systems at the Regional Medical Research Center in Odisha's Bhubaneswar and at the National Institute of Biologicals in Noida in Uttar Pradesh. Top government sources said these systems have been sourced from Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche and are capable of performing tests on 1,400 samples per day. There is a possibility of such systems being installed at 10 locations across the country. So far, India has tested 11,500 samples. The ICMR's network of labs, including the Pune-based National Institute of Virology, can test up to 8,000 samples per day. Meanwhile, the government is also scaling up its own testing capacity to 121 labs across the country by the end of this week. This includes 72 labs that are currently operational under the ICMR network and 49 engaged with the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Defense Research and Development Organization, Department of Biotechnology, and those at government medical colleges. When asked about the government's change in stance on roping in private players, ICMR Director General Balram Bhargava said, "We were approached by a lot of private players that they would like to commit for the country and help out, so we have appreciated that and requested them. Also, at the present moment, the labs that we have are not fully utilized, and I reiterate, we have them working and we are scaling them up rapidly. We have strongly appealed for the labs to offer the diagnosis free of cost. However, it is an appeal and not binding on them. As soon as they come forward after procuring the components for the kits, it, that is the cost, can be discussed with the government. Many have assured that they will be able to give it for free," he said. The ICMR also released a set of guidelines and standard operation procedure for private labs who may be engaged in testing for COVID-19. These labs can only diagnose those who bear a prescription from a qualified physician. They are required to follow biosafety precautions while conducting the tests and have to keep the state authorities and integrated disease surveillance program informed in case a patient tests positive for coronavirus. After Justice Madan B. Lokur, another former judge who sat next to him in the unprecedented press conference of January 2018, Justice Kurian Joseph has questioned the appointment of Justice Ranjan Gogoi as a nominated member of the Rajya Sabha. Justice Joseph recalled what former Chief Justice of India Gogoi had said at the press conference, "We have discharged our debt to the nation." Justice Joseph expressed surprise at the acceptance of the post to the upper house by his former colleague who had once showed such courage. "I am surprised as to how Justice Ranjan Gogoi, who once exhibited such courage of conviction to uphold the independence of judiciary, has compromised the noble principles on the independence and impartiality of the judiciary," he said. Justice Joseph underlined the importance of the independence of judiciary, maintaining that our great nation continues to be firmly grounded on the basic structures and constitutional values mainly due to this principle. "The moment this confidence of the people is shaken, the moment there is a perception that a section among judges are otherwise biased or looking forward, the tectonic alignment of the nation built on solid foundations is shaken," he said. Justice Joseph added, he came out in public in an unprecedented move along with Justices J. Chilameshwar, Gogoi and Lokur to tell the nation there was a threat to this foundation. "And now I feel the threat is at large," emphasized the retired judge, pointing out this was the reason why he decided not to take up any posts after retirement. Justice Joseph said, "The acceptance of nomination as member of Rajya Sabha by former Chief Justice of India has certainly shaken the confidence of the common man on the independence of judiciary, which is also one of the basic structures of the Constitution of India. Earlier, Justice Lokur had also criticized the appointment of Gogoi to the Rajya Sabha. This redefines the independence, impartiality and integrity of the judiciary. Has the last bastion fallen, he asked, while reacting to the development. India on Tuesday slammed China and Pakistan for their reference to Jammu and Kashmir and joint statement released by them, and said it expects other countries not to comment on its internal matters and respect its sovereignty. The Kashmir issue figured in the talks between Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Pakistani counterpart Arif Alvi in Beijing on Tuesday, during which the Chinese side underscored that it was paying close attention to the current situation. Both sides exchanged views on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The Pakistan side briefed the Chinese side on the latest developments, including its concerns, position and current urgent issues, said a joint statement posted on the Chinese Foreign Ministry website. Reacting to it, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ravish Kumar asserted that the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India and issues related to it are the country's internal matter. We reject the reference to Jammu and Kashmir in the joint statement issued by China and Pakistan after the recent visit of Pakistani President to China, Kumar said. We expect other countries, including China, not to comment on matters that are internal affairs of India and also to respect India's sovereignty and territorial integrity, just as India refrains from commenting on internal issues of other countries, he said in response to a query on the issue. India would like to strongly object to and reiterate its concerns to both China and Pakistan on the projects in so-called illegal China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, which is in the territory of India that has been illegally occupied by Pakistan since 1947, Kumar said. India is resolutely opposed to any actions by other countries to change the status quo in Pakistan-occupied J&K. We call on parties concerned to cease such actions. Such illegal activities will never be accepted by India, he said. And China announced that it will revoke the media credentials of all American journalists at three major U.S. news organizations, in effect expelling them from the country in response to new U.S. restrictions on Chinese state-controlled media. The Foreign Ministry said early on Wednesday that American citizens working for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, with credentials expiring before the end of the year, must surrender their press cards within 10 days. It is the latest in a series of tit-for-tat actions by the two governments as the Trump administration takes a more confrontational stance in dealing with China than his predecessors. The two countries remained enmeshed in a trade war despite a recent truce and have traded angry words over the coronavirus pandemic that emerged in China and has spread worldwide. The move comes after the Trump administration designated five Chinese media outlets as foreign missions and restricted the number of Chinese who could work for them in a de facto expulsion of about one-third of their Chinese staff. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.